16 scientists have moved to ramp up scepticism over climate change with a weekend opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal. The group says the world has not been heating up in the past decade and that there's no urgent need for action to tackle global warming. But the group's view is being rubbished by Australian climate scientists who say that action to curb carbon emissions is urgently needed. Hayden Cooper has our report.
The Rupert Murdoch-owned Wall Street Journal added petrol to an already flaming debate on Friday when it printed the headline, "No Need to Panic About Global Warming." The article that followed was a letter signed by 16 scientists who believe the rush by governments to act is a mistake.
Well, a number of us have been discussing this issue for over many years, the fact that there is this alarmism about global warming, which we believe is unjustified. And so the opportunity came to put something to the Wall Street Journal, which we did, and I'm quite happy to put my name with it.
William Kinnamonth is the former head of the National Climate Centre at the Bureau of Meteorology. He's one of the 16 voicing their dissent.
We're certainly not against climate research. What we're suggesting is that the alarmism that's being put out about carbon dioxide is unfounded.
William Kinnamonth's opinion isn't newly formed. He's long been sceptical of the scientific argument on global warming. In this letter, he and his colleagues argue that carbon dioxide won't destroy civilization and that in the past decade, the temperature of the globe, in fact, hasn't been rising.
That's certainly one of the points in the letter, that over the last decade there's been almost no significant change in temperature of the globe.
But 2010 and 2005 were the warmest years on record, weren't they?
That depends on which set of numbers you take. The set that was initially established by the Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change, which is from the Climate Research Unit, certainly show that 1998 was still the warmest year in their records.
Is it true that 2011 was the 35th year in a row in which global temperatures were above the historical average?
Well, the fact is we've had warming over the last century, there's no doubt about that, and so if one takes the end of that that trend line, yes, you'll find that it is a warmer year. But that doesn't mean to say that the trend is going to continue on forever.
Well, it clearly has warmed. The science is incontrovertible on that. Anyone can look at the figures and see that the world is warming and continues to warm, and that's just observational data.
Tim Flannery is Australia's Chief Climate Commissioner, the man appointed by the government to prosecute the case for cutting pollution.
The essence of their argument is that if you're an elected politician, you don't need to worry about acting on climate change. And it's not surprising, again, to see that coming out in the middle of a Republican race when there is a chance that one of the Republicans may decide that climate change does need addressing. There's been no rethink on the science of climate change. There's broad public acceptance globally of the need for action. You know, it's only in Canada, the US and Australia there's even a political debate really at all.
And as ever in this perennial dispute, there's the none too subtle barb directed at the qualifications of the opposition, this time by Tim Flannery.
They're not all scientists. There's some engineers, there's astronauts, there's a bit of a mix, actually, as well as a lot of retired scientists in there. So, no, this sort of thing doesn't really surprise me.
That's Australia's Chief Climate Commissioner Tim Flannery, ending that report by Hayden Cooper.